Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the reality of the resurrection. And I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 20, verses 37 and 38, where we read, "But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." In the week before his crucifixion, Jesus was questioned by the religious leaders among the Jews, who hoped to embarrass and discredit Jesus. In this section, men from a group known as the Sadducees attacked Jesus, trying to make him look like a fool. Their questions centered on the idea of resurrection, because the Sadducees rejected that idea, and they didn't believe in the world beyond. They thought this life was all there was. After Jesus answered their silly question, he demonstrated the reality of the resurrection using only the Torah, the five books of Moses, the only books that the Sadducees accepted as true. Jesus explained that the Torah proved that the dead are raised by using the simple phrase, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." That title for God proves the resurrection of man. If Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not live on in the resurrection, then God could not say that he is the God of Abraham. He would instead say, "I was the God of Abraham." This emphatically tells us that those departed from this life in the Lord live. They live personally. They're still individuals in the life to come. Abraham was Abraham, Isaac was Isaac, and Jacob was Jacob. They are mentioned by their names. They're known. They're not anonymous. They are free from all sorrow, never to die again, and they will live as sons of God. And they are not lost. We know where they are, and they also know. Then Jesus applied the point. He said, "He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." This demonstrates that there is a resurrection and the life beyond our present dimension, despite what the unbelieving and doubting Sadducees thought and taught. The living God is the God of living men, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive and not dead. In another place, Jesus said this. It's Matthew chapter 8, verse 11. "Many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." These few words of Jesus tell us more of what heaven is like. Well, it's a place of rest. We will sit down in heaven. It's a place of good company to sit with. We will enjoy the friendship of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heaven. It's a place with many people. Jesus said that many will come into heaven. It's a place with people from all over the earth. From east and west, they will come to heaven. And it is a certain place. Jesus said that many will come. And Jesus speaks only the truth. Dear friend, the resurrection is real. Jesus said so. So be wise and prepare for life beyond our present world.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.